This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Today in your health, kids with epilepsy. There are a lot of them. In the U.S. alone, more than 300,000 children have a seizure disorder. And doctors are becoming increasingly aggressive about treating those electrical storms in the brain. NPR's John Hamilton reports the change comes amid growing evidence that some seizures can cause lasting damage.
Like a lot of two-year-olds, Barton Holmes has strong opinions about things like footwear.
Red shoes.
You want to wear your red shoes?
Yeah.
Okay. Barton lives in Washington, D.C., with his dad, Kevin, his mom, Catherine, and his sister, Edie. She's four and ready for breakfast.
Edie, do you want to say the blessing before we eat? Yeah? Okay.
Oh, the Lord's been good to me, and so I thank the Lord.
Barton's breakfast will include mango coconut yogurt, some orange slices he will decide he doesn't want, a vitamin, and one very important medicine.
We also need to give you your medicine.
No,
first medicine, then vitamin, okay?
Okay. No medicine for me.
That's right. What's that medicine for, Edie, do you know?
Barton epilepsies.
Barton's epilepsy showed up one morning when he was about 16 months old. Catherine remembers that her son was crying as she left him with his new babysitter to go upstairs.
Suddenly, as I got to the top of the stairs, I realized that it was deadly quiet, that he had gone from really crying to nothing. So I turned around and started coming back down the stairs, and Carolyn, the babysitter, said, "You need to come quickly."
Catherine says it was obvious that something was very wrong with Barton.
She had him in her arms, and he was convulsing. His eyes were rolling in the back of his head, and his tongue was coming out, and his lips were blue, and I grabbed him from her, and I thought he was dying.
The seizure was over in less than a minute, and by the time an ambulance arrived, Barton was back to his old self. Even so, he was taken to Children's National Medical Center so doctors could try to figure out what had caused the seizure. They didn't find anything, and a single seizure doesn't necessarily mean epilepsy. So Barton went home.
They made an appointment for 6 weeks follow-up, but they said, if he has another one, call us. And he did have another one, and another, and another.
After the second seizure, the doctors put Barton on a drug called Keppra. And once they got the dose adjusted, his seizures stopped for several months. Then, just a couple of weeks ago, Barton had another one. So on this morning, he's headed back to Children's.
Daddy, drive?
Is Daddy going to drive to the hospital?
Yeah.
Barton, you want to get your raincoat?
No.
Barton's doctor is William Guyard, who runs the epilepsy program at Children's. Guyard says doctors take childhood seizures a lot more seriously than they did when he was in medical school.
When I was trained, the general sense was that epilepsies were not necessarily a bad thing. My fellowship at NIH changed that view very much when I saw what happened in adulthood. That was not the case.
Guyard saw that some children with prolonged or frequent seizures grew into adults who had problems with thinking and memory. And studies have confirmed that epilepsy can alter the brain. So Guyard says these days doctors tend to act quickly when they see a kid like Barton.
You want to treat the child with medications or with therapy in order to eliminate the seizures, and preferably to use a medication which is going to minimize side effects. So no seizures, no side effects is the mantra, and I think that's an appropriate one.
Guyard says that mantra has become easier to follow thanks to new treatments. For one thing, he says, drugs introduced since the early 1990s have fewer side effects. Another advance has been a resurgence in the use of low-carbohydrate diets, which seem to change brain metabolism in a way that can help reduce seizures. Then there are new implanted devices that can prevent seizures by stimulating a nerve that leads to the brain. And Guyard says parents and other caregivers can now carry an emergency kit that lets them administer a fast-acting drug to stop a seizure.
It's like carrying an insurance policy around with you. This makes it easier for families to travel. It's easier for kids to get out and about. And I think that they've gone a long way to improving quality of life, both for children and for their families.
Guyard says for some children, the most effective treatment is an old one, surgery. Surgeons can often remove a bit of brain tissue that's responsible for a child's seizures. Guyard says this approach can work if there's only one problem area and if removing it won't interfere with something like speech or memory.
Epilepsy surgery is underutilized in this country, and that is the best chance at cure if the first round or two of medications is not effective.
But for most kids, surgery isn't necessary. More than half will eventually outgrow their seizures, and in the meantime, their epilepsy can usually be controlled with drugs.
Okay, right here.
That's Dr. Guyard's goal for Barton Holmes, who is with his family getting ready for his appointment.
Is he a doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I say hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, can talk to him?
Yeah.
Barton's father, Kevin Holmes, says he's ready to try whatever it takes to stop Barton's seizures. A nurse named Audrey Scully arrives and starts gathering information.
All right, so Barton, can we have you stand on the scale, buddy?
I'm going to stand right there.
Huh?
By the time Barton leaves today, he will have a prescription for a second epilepsy drug. And the odds are good that doctors will be able to control his seizures. But for about 30% of kids with epilepsy, existing treatments don't work very well. Brandy Furiman of the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke says that's probably because epilepsy is not one disease. She says there are many different epilepsies, each with its own cause. Furiman says some evidence for this comes from recent genetic studies.
People can develop epilepsy as a result of mutations in proteins that we know are very important in controlling the activity level of nerve cells. And so different mutations cause different syndromes that are epilepsies.
Still, other epilepsies may result from head injuries, a lack of oxygen at birth, tumors, and strokes. And Furiman says some of these epilepsies may require treatments that are very different from anything available now. She says one new approach, which has worked in mice, involves transplanting a type of cell that reduces excessive electrical activity in the brain.
Cell therapy may be one way that we can very specifically target the region of the brain that is overexcited and quiet that area of the brain.
Without drugs or surgery. Furiman says another experimental approach involves devices that monitor the brain for abnormal activity.
Some of these devices are actually designed to predict when the brain activity is headed towards a seizure and actually deliver stimulation that shuts down that seizure activity.
Furiman says the emphasis on preventing seizures and the activity that precedes them is a response to recent research on brain development.
The evidence suggests that even abnormal activity in the brain that doesn't lead to a seizure can still interfere with things like learning, being able to pay attention, being able to remember things.
And that's not the outcome Catherine McEady Holmes wants for her son, Barton. She says epilepsy has had a big impact on her family. Edie, the 4-year-old, worries a lot about her brother's seizures. The family has paid some big medical bills, even though they have insurance. And instead of a babysitter, they've now hired a full-time caregiver. Catherine says she knows her son's epilepsy will mean he needs extra supervision when he learns to swim. She knows he probably can't be an astronaut. But she says those are pretty minor limitations.
We have this precious child who's perfect. He has nothing wrong with his brain. And then he has these seizures that seem to be trying to mess it up. And we want to do whatever we can to make sure that we don't let the seizures stop him from having the life that we want him to have.
John Hamilton, NPR News.